The seven gods who made us all are listening if we should call. So close your eyes, you shall not fall. They see you, little children.
SpecficMedia.com presents Beyond the Wall, a Game of Thrones podcast with hosts E.G. Holyfield, Christiana Ellis, Chooch, Viv, and Nuchus.
Well, hey everybody, and welcome to our second live show of Beyond the Wall. Hey, Baltimore! 2013. We usually do our podcast, up until this year, we did just audio. This year we started doing Google Hangouts, and we do live shows every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on YouTube. If you look up specficmedia.com on YouTube, you'll be able to find our channel and see our previous episodes there. And of course, we have our audio podcast for Beyond the Wall as well. We usually talk about last week's episode on our show. Well, we did that Wednesday night, so what we're going to do tonight is just talk about some topics. And,
I'm going to interrupt you because it's what I do.
Yep.
I had actually asked Nettie when I saw her yesterday if she had any additional thoughts, because we only had a few sentences from her on her thoughts of the last episode. Because we had a really great Queen of Thorns moment, I just asked her if she had anything that she wanted to add.
Well, I don't know what you guys said, because I haven't listened to the episode.
Oh, no, just say what.
But I can say that the Queen of Thorns trying to play I'm My Own Grandpa was fabulous, because, and we all know I love the Queen of Thorns.
Yes.
We have a bit of a love affair going on. And hopefully I said this in my email, but, you know, one time my father told me, no one cares what your father told you.
That was a beautiful emasculation that she did.
It was so good. Mm-hmm. And Cersei being crazy Cersei is always fun, especially when she's drunk. And I think that I like how they did Sansa and Tyrion's wedding a bit better in the show.
Yeah.
Because in the books, she doesn't kneel, and she knows she should kneel, but she doesn't anyway. And I just think it was very nice that way.
And the bedroom scene was better visually the way they did it than if they had been true to the book.
I think it was the Happy Place Facebook news feed where it's like, how old are you? 14. Okay, put your clothes back on. Even on HBO, we're not going to show a naked 14-year-old. That was pretty good.
So any other comments, thoughts about the episode?
No, not off the top of my head.
Okay.
Just shout them as they agree to you.
I've got a few on my toes, some on the back, but no, not off the top of my head.
So, like I said, we're going to do topics, and we're going to start off with a topic, and it would be, who should rule Westeros? Who do you think would be the best ruler, or who would you like to see rule, whether it's best or not? All of Westeros.
We need to have Chooch answer first, though.
Chooch, Hodor. Who do you want to see rule Westeros? Chooch.
I want to see.
Spoiler-free session for people.
Yes.
We only go up to what the show has shown and no further. Intentionally. Occasionally, something will slip.
But God, we take some help. For those who don't listen to the podcast, Chooch here on the end has not read the books. He is our resident newbie, so a lot of times during the show, we will defer to him and say, well, what did you think before
it's
we
fascinating every time. go ahead.
If you do listen to the podcast, we do talk about the books in reference to, you know, changes from the books to the show, that sort of thing, but we don't go beyond whatever they've shown on the TV series.
Yeah.
So, Christiana, who would you like to see rule Westeros?
Well, I think that I've got to give it to Daenerys, but with a little bit of a caveat that she's still figuring stuff out. So I think she's got it in her for the long haul, But she's still working on her starter kingdom over there in Essos,
and some stumbles along the way.
Yeah, so I think that she'll get her skills honed over there, and then eventually she'll be ready for Westeros. But I'm not sure that she'd be ready right away. But in the long run, we need someone to be a good regent in the meantime.
And maybe by the time our dragons have grown.
Yeah, there you go.
So she's interning.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just happy she's not yelling about I am Daenerys Stormborn.
Handing out her
business card.
And
every
card.
Episode.
There needs to be a business card that says I am Daenerys Stormborn. House Targaryen.
Now she's got his
handles and the first man.
One of the cards is about Daenerys's titles.
Nettie did Cards Against Humanity cards for Game of Thrones. With some of the ones that we've been saving up.
How about you, Choo-Choo? Do you think she'd be ruling? Or who would you like to see ruling?
I would like to see Varys on the throne.
Okay.
Partly because I don't think they could legally make it happen in any way.
There would be no heir. Yeah.
But.
Problematic.
He is like the perfect lawful neutral, and through everything he does, I think he really does have the realms.
A point to that, Chooch. I think Varys already does rule.
I think he has the
not
realm's
well
best
enough.
Interest.
He didn't save Ned. Look at all the things that he didn't prevent.
He didn't
either. And I don't know if there's anybody that's not cut up to the last episode. He wasn't able to stop the Sons of Foolishness either. So
I don't think it'll ever happen. I'm just saying. I would like
to
see.
Now, I should have asked before. Are we talking who should, like,
you can
by rights?
You
okay.
No. Just who would you like to see, or?
Yeah. Off the top, because I forgot to actually put any thought into this before, but Davos comes to mind for me. Mm-hmm. I'd be really interested to see what he would do, because he's seen some shit.
He is good times
and bad, and he seems to always have his moral compass kind of where I would want somebody that's ruling.
I mean, he's already Stannis' moral compass.
Yeah.
Jiminy Davos.
I like it. I think that might be a new art project.
Jiminy Davos.
Yep.
Make sure he's on the
So thing. Other than my first reaction to this when we talked about it, pot pie for president. For those that don't listen to the podcast, I know it's hot pie. PG calls him pot pie.
On purpose.
He has no claims or rights to be so, but I think that Tyrion would be a fantastic ruler. I would really like it to be ruled, my answer is... because we don't spoilers.
Sorry, babe.
Well, I was going to say Varys.
Someone you haven't
so
met yet.
That would have been my answer. But
so Hodor?
I'm just, for the fun factor, I would actually like to see Peter Baelish be.
Wild card.
Andrea would love that. Andrea would love it. That's her favorite character.
Yes. Varys said he would see the kingdom burn if he could be king of the ashes, but like, you just let him be king. No ashes.
He would be pretty good with the economics side of things.
Well, we might end up with another Lannister
thing. There would be a lot more brothels in Westeros. I think that would be what that would work. Okay. Next topic.
I'm not going to argue.
Do we have any other nominations from the audience?
Anyone other than who we've mentioned? Would there anybody you would like to see?
Ruling Westeros. Just shout them out.
Patman had written one in.
Rory should rule Westeros. Yes. We all know this.
I'm going to go get Boo Boo Bum Bum right now, and we can decide which one of them.
Any Law and Order enthusiasts running for Stannis?
Yes, how about Stannis?
Well,
that was Patman's response.
He wanted to see Stannis.
Go ahead and read Patman's response. Give him his minutes on the show.
Well, and in the interesting question too, I think, is that given that Robert was an usurper, just because the rules of
succession
would say it goes from Robert to Stannis, I mean, Robert wasn't the rightful king under that context. He usurped it, so. It's interesting, I think.
He won the crown by beating the
conquest.
Joffrey got the crown by being the bastard son.
The alleged.
And Cersei.
The alleged son of the king.
Totally different size, totally different story.
Yeah.
If Daenerys came in and took over, she'd be rightful queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By conquest. Once you do conquest, you can go by some kind of conquest.
Mm-hmm. So you're like, Ironborn, aren't you? You'd pay the iron price.
My great choice?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No. Well, you were going to read Batman?
I'm sorry.
Or was that the extent of what you were going to read?
So he said Stannis is his candidate. So, okay, maybe I'd actually rather see someone else on the throne, but would Stannis be so bad? It seems to me that the surviving Baratheon brother might be an okay king, although he's currently in bed with the religion of the Lord of Light. He's still kind of lukewarm, convert compared to his wife.
I like that.
And talks about him being crabby and humorless, but at least he was democratic enough to recognize pre-Blackwater that Ser Davos possessed sufficient character and wisdom to serve as Hand of the King. So,
Pat Mann is a frequent commenter for the podcast.
So, show of hands, how many of you really like Joffrey?
Tag.
Pity vote.
Underdog. He's just...
Love to hate.
He brings the drama.
Love to hate.
Oh, my God. Chooch started the season off right, saying, I hope I see... what was it? The thing you most wanted to see was Joffrey dying?
Yeah.
This season?
Yeah.
Dark. He's a child.
So, Chooch just mentioned... the Lord of Light. So one of the topics we're going to talk about is Thoros raising Beric. Is that proof of the Red God's power or something else? So the way that religion is treated in the world and the fact that magic is present, how does that work for you how they're treating in the show? How's that working for you?
I think it's interesting because, you know, even though I would say probably the majority of the people in Westeros follow the Seven is the religion in the show and the books up to this point, we really haven't seen any evidence of the power other than people believing in them. But, you know, the old gods, we get some mystical stuff that, you know, could be debatable. The Drowned God has some creepy anecdotes, but we're not seeing a lot of clear stuff. The Red God is the only one where we're seeing real evidence that there's something happening there. But of course, what we don't know is, you know, like Melisandre clearly has real power, but is it coming from the Red God like she says, or is she just doing black magic of some kind? And the fact that the way the power manifests for her compared to Thoros being very different seems like it would suggest that it's really more each of them doing some kind of a magic that might not necessarily be coming from the same source.
She's got the throat ruby
and he's got the phrase. I think actually I like the fact, I mean, I don't know where I land on the main, like the core issue, but I do think it's interesting because most religions, I think, and you would know better than me, pretty much there's people with different powers that come, not powers like, you know, pew pew or anything like that, but no, like gray eyes or anything, but they bring something to the table that makes the religion balance, like, you know, the apostles and all that business, you know what I mean? So those people that brought different things to the table, so it kind of makes more sense to me that it would balance things out for Thoros to have a different power than Melisandre, because I mean, he can't do a shadow baby, I don't think. So, you know, they kind of need to have different power sets and stuff.
It's a brown, just not so you know.
Women have babies, and boys, well, they can help.
Well, we don't know. Maybe
that's actually why it's different, just because, you know, he's a male priest of the Red God, and she's a priestess, and maybe that's why it's different.
Yeah. What do you think, Chooch?
No clue.
All right, PG.
I just, honest, Chooch. One of the things I like Stannis, excuse me, Davos last week said, you know, he was telling a story about his son being scared, and he hated seeing that, and he made the comment about, you know, think that's why the gods were created to, you know, be able to answer that type of question, and I find it interesting and a fantasy world like this where magic becomes powerful during certain times and then recedes and you don't see magic for generations, and obviously it's growing now with everything with the dragons coming back and, yeah, and that sort of thing. The idea that in this type of world where you have magic and people naturally attributing that to some sort of divine power, I like that, how that is presented in the show, and so I like that exploration that they're doing. So, what did you have? You said you liked one. What was the one you liked?
I like, why are we so eager for Jamie redemption but so resistant to Theon redemption? I thought that was an interesting question. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Noob? Non-reader?
I don't know.
What is it that, I mean, like, what makes...
I guess Theon just never, to me, shown any redeeming qualities, really. Yeah. He's just always kind of a prick.
Yeah.
And selfish and entitled and whiny.
And even now, it's not like... It's like you pity him. It's like, right, oh, that sucks for him, but he's such a douchebag. Yeah. But, oh, that's really fucked up.
Jamie has shown kindness and has shown honor, and you question the honor because he does have other motives.
But he has a system, a belief
system.
But it
seems like it's truly, you know, so.
It was enough to change Brienne's opinion of him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Makes me not want to like to see Theon die a horrible death.
Well, he's having a rough time.
The Starks put him up. Now, he was quote-unquote a hostage.
Right.
But they did put him up. They did treat him like a son for all those years. And the first thing he did when he went back was plot on how to take Winterfell.
He has daddy issues.
Okay, Ned might
be... I'm not defending it. I'm just saying.
But he had no right to go back to them and do that to them. So he can go wrong.
Fucking agree with you.
Jamie is just as equally a bastard.
Yeah.
But at least when he did it, he had the fortitude to stand in your face and do it rather than come behind your back and try.
Yeah. And in his mind, he saved half a million people.
Yeah,
everybody in King's Landing when he killed Aerys. So.
Yes, I'm the Kingslayer. But what king did I kill?
Yeah.
I killed the crazy king, and then I tried to defend my king, Joffrey, and was captured for it.
Mm. You take so many oaths.
But, I mean, it's one of the great things about Martin and these books is that, I mean, the first thing you get with Jamie at the beginning of the first book is he pushes a child out of a window.
Dick move.
And it takes a couple books and you're almost rooting for him to, you know, to at least survive.
I think the question presumes quite a bit, because at least in the show, I will say that one thing that made me kind of want some redemption for Theon is when he said his father died in King's Landing. And that kind of like hit me really hard. Now, you know who I don't hope for redemption for? It's not Theon, no, it's Joffrey.
Yeah.
You do or you don't?
I don't hope for redemption for Joffrey, because honestly, every character in the series is gray. There's no all good, there's no all bad, except for Joffrey.
Serial killer.
Balon Greyjoy is pretty rough.
I have some compassion for him, though.
Really?
I do.
Okay.
He's a jerk.
His three sons because, you know, the other sons, they died, and then Theon got left. He got left with a daughter and everything.
He only lost his sons because he was rebelling against the throne.
No, yeah. He's a douchebag. I'm not defending. I'm trying to find any reason to feel any pity for that damn cold bastard.
Well, so I think part of what's going on is, like, certainly in the show, I will say I was already finding Theon a lot more sympathetic in the show than I did in the books up to this point.
Yeah.
And I think that's largely due to, you know, the actor playing him has been doing an incredible job. More last season than this season, just because this season he's not had a wide range of emotions to express exactly.
And he's like Danny was in the desert last season.
Yeah.
Like,
No.
Oh, yes, well,
he's getting torture porn. That's different.
No, I agree with you from the time that from where he is now in that location, but up until then, I mean, it was pretty, I mean, I heard someone else say the word entitled, and it was whiny, and it was like Danny,
but
she was...
But here's part of what I think is different between where Jamie's at right now and where Theon is at right now, is Jamie has the opportunity to do things that take him towards redemption. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, speaking out for Brienne, going back for her, for example, I mean, we're believing his redemption because we see him acting on it. Whereas we saw Theon, you know, when, you know, he thought he was escaping, really express not only just, you know, I mean, to his, the guy with him who has turned out to be his captor after all, but, you know, really to himself as well, admitting that he'd been wrong, but he has been denied any opportunity to do anything about that since then. And so right now he's getting tortured for it. But we've not seen him have the opportunity to try to redeem himself yet because he is a prisoner. Whereas Jamie, I think we root for him because we see him trying to change. Theon hasn't really had that opportunity so far.
Good point.
So say the, do the one that you were just pointing out.
The Harry Potter thing. Mm-hmm. Well, of the stuff we talked about before, you know, Nettie has
just go on. I'll roll with it.
Is there anything that you guys that we talked about before that you wanted to get to? Because he's just having me skip through.
We've got a whole grab bag of, stuff. So
let's just move on.
Various topics.
So we could do, like, the prom king and queen thing.
Yes, let's
do
that.
Or we could
do
the Hogwarts houses thing, or we could move on to the seven, or we could do questions.
I'm going to say prom kings.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
So,
yes.
Go ahead. We've got the yearbook. We're going to be voting for the prom king and queen. We're going to vote for all the best dressed and all this stuff. And we're going to come up with characters from the series that we think best fit this. And then we're going to give it to you to vote which of our nominees is the winner. So what's the first one?
I think prom king and queen, and we'll go with like a popularity contest on that.
Okay, prom king and queen.
Most popular.
This does not have to be a couple. It's you know, prom king,
individuals.
One vote, prom queen, separate vote.
Okay.
Anybody have a suggestion for prom king?
Sandor
Clegane.
Then I'm going to vote for Sansan right
there.
The
underdog.
Sansan.
Isn't Sandor an underdog?
Oh, he's a dog. Hey, the man is excited. Arya's going to go see her mom and her brother. The Hound's taking her there. What? We're hopeful right now for Arya, aren't we?
I gotta vote for Jamie.
Jamie for
prom king Tyrion.
So are we thinking our most popular, or like if Westeros were to cast the votes?
This is our. I am asked to vote for who I want.
Okay, I was
to be
going.
Prom
who
king.
Would Westeros go? All right.
Okay.
Yes. Somebody else answer. Somebody else answer because I can't. Yeah.
She had me at Tyrion.
You know what? Well,
I mean, I was going to say Tyrion. So that's.
All right, we got two.
I kind of think
Tyrion.
It. I mean. I was going to try and make a case for Loras, but fuck it. Yeah, Tyrion.
Bronn.
Bronn.
Most popular? God, he pisses a lot.
So who's his queen?
Okay.
Jon Snow. There you go.
Jon Snow, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, we forgot all about the cold place.
I am constantly having to defend Jon Snow from these people.
Primarily me.
He knows
but he's
nothing.
Finally getting some juicy stuff
now. Is that
now.
A woo yes. Because you like Jon or a woo?
Like Jon Snow. Yeah.
We're getting to some good stuff.
Yeah, Jon Snow can win prom king because he knows the Lord's kiss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and so I think
Podrick is in the running.
In so fairness, too, I think the criticism of Jon was mostly last season, not this
month. Yeah, yeah.
I definitely have turned the corner on Jon
the last
season,
couple of episodes have been really
so who's Tyrion's queen?
Danny? Or Arya, but that's gross. We're already doing
No, I think, I think Danny.
They don't have to match.
Arya is perhaps...
We're not making him marriage.
He was just about to make out with a 14-year-old. I don't want to throw Arya next to his name. It's just me.
Yeah.
I think Danny. For me, for the women. Yeah. Although Marjorie's really kicking some ass.
And
Marjorie on the show.
Yeah.
I love.
Agreed.
So much more than we didn't get that much with her in
Brienne.
The books.
Yeah.
Brienne.
Oh,
Brienne.
Oh, see you later.
ran over Brienne,
but I just can't help but feel like if she got yes, if she won, it would perfect. Be like a Carrie situation. Like
right. It really would.
Christiana goes dark.
Oh my gosh. I'm just looking out for her.
No, I'm also picturing her in that horrible dress being just bad. Yes.
No, this is our prom. We Brienne would not let that
prom.
Happen.
We wouldn't have
this is no. our prom.
This is not Westeros's choice.
This is our
this
prom.
Is our
Brienne is good.
Brienne, yes.
Brienne. Yeah,
so, raise of hands for Sansan.
I think you. Think you had right.
Sorry, somebody just popped in.
Brienne Tyrion nope. matchup would be great. So.
Oh yeah,
I like that.
I think that's my official choice now, just because of that.
I mean, right. just the height
Brienne
difference.
Yeah, would
the
be height and they will travel the realm and fight crime.
He can
pick him up by the scruff
like
when she needs to.
Toss me.
Okay, so show of hands for Brienne and Tyrion.
Rory, vote.
Right.
No, Tyrion and Brienne.
And then
no,
Sansan.
Is he abstaining?
No, we had Sansan and Bronn and Daenerys. He's got to vote for the Mother of Dragons.
Well, and see, that's the
I
thing. It's like I would
Bronn's
vote.
Going to win another category here. So,
I think.
Okay,
okay.
Yeah, so the next one, class clown.
Yeah,
so winner. Class clown.
Class clown, male and female. Oh. Don't have to be a duo.
I would
like
say.
Well, that's Tyrion again.
Class clown, like the funniest.
Well, you can win more than one.
I think Bronn goes in for that one.
Yeah.
I think Bronn could throw some pranks down.
I would vote for Lady Olenna.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
She has the best sense of humor of anybody on the show.
Well, she's got my vote now.
If they had sass, yeah. category for sass.
Well, now we do.
Sassiest.
Who would you pick for sass?
Sassiest. Lady Olenna.
That's it? Really? Yeah. Okay, I thought you were going to pick some more. Best drinking buddy, male and female.
Bronn
again.
Bronn. And it might be Lady Olenna, too, for female, because she would have some stories to dish.
She doesn't
interior.
Need to drink for that,
I think,
though.
I think Ygritte. I think Ygritte
I think we'd get the nerd.
Yeah, Ygritte
would be
yeah.
a good drinking buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Shay.
Shay.
Mm-hmm. Nah. She could come at me with a fork.
She'd be like all manipulative. She'd be one of those crazy drunks that ends up getting you almost arrested, kind of a thing.
I'd rather
no,
party with
okay.
Roz than Shay.
Yeah, Roz.
Drunk Cersei is kind of fun.
I can't handle drunk
you
Cersei.
Clear
I'd be
all
in
the
corner.
Away.
Crying.
Start ripping things. And,
that's true. Yeah. No paper near Cersei.
Paper. No paper.
Near Cersei.
What's the next one?
Most likely to succeed.
Ooh.
And I think you can just take
Baelish.
It any way you want, whether it's
Baelish.
Most likely, well,
Tywin.
Most
there's
likely.
A song
most
about
likely
that.
To succeed.
If somebody tries to succeed past Tywin, he erases your family. Tywin.
That, yeah, it's pretty. What about females? I would say Cersei, but she's been pretty neutered.
Yeah.
I think Marjorie. She
Marjorie,
plays the game
yeah.
Better.
Danny.
Marjorie.
Yeah.
Because Marjorie just got. She just got emasculated. So
well,
she just, like,
that.
Ripped her balls right off.
Right.
Right in the sept.
Right.
Well, but
anybody else?
I think the dynamic of that it's, it was really Cersei's weakness, not Marjorie's,
yeah,
that she revealed how hostile she was. She let the guard down to make that threat. I think really it's Marjorie that's victorious in that exchange.
But she did look like she pooped her pants a little, right?
Wouldn't you?
Just a bit. Because she just kind of like went.
I don't know. I got the impression that it was a little bit more like, holy crap, psycho.
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
All right, so Miss Congeniality.
That's Marjorie.
Yeah, yeah, Marjorie.
Seriously? Yeah.
That'd be great.
Sansa, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
She kind of cries a lot, though, for congeniality. No, I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying.
She's got reason to cry, but yeah.
We aren't always judging. Sometimes we just shout things out. Just
Mayo girl?
She cries a lot.
Huh? Mayo girl?
Male girl?
Brothel mayo?
Uh-huh.
Oh, brothel. Yeah, she's...
Oh, mayo
yeah,
girl.
Brothel mayo.
That's mayonnaise. Okay.
Okay, so in the scene in one of the earlier seasons when they're in the brothel and...
You really don't need...
Yeah. It's after dark. We talked about it. We have to explain.
It's one of the white cards.
So one of the hookers comes out from around the corners.
Oh, yes.
And she's got the white stuff, so we just named it brothel mayo. So that's the reference we can move on with.
I'm hoping she's running the brothel now that Baelish is left.
It's after dark. We were supposed to be able to talk about that stuff. All right.
Biggest flirt.
Biggest flirt.
Flirt.
Mm. Yeah.
Marjorie. Grey Worm.
Tormund Giant's Bane.
Grey Worm.
Tormund Seven Strands.
Craster.
I like that. What else?
Dario.
Grit is a good choice too.
Dario.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh,
yeah.
Here's some heads. You like me now? Yeah. How you doing?
You know, he's only one episode in, he certainly made an impression already.
Sploosh.
That's what I said. When he dropped the heads, that's what I said last week.
He said sploosh.
Sploosh is in there.
None of them said sploosh.
So did you want to do any more of those?
What else we got?
Best dream buddy, best hair. Best hair.
Let Nutty share
best
with you.
Hair.
Best hair. Best hair?
Do you want to read some of these choices?
Yeah.
That's true. Good callback from episode one.
Marjorie's got some pretty good hair.
She does. Danny's got the braids.
Her braids are looking better.
Well, plus she got that whole, white hair.
Yeah, but he's got best abs. Where's that?
You know what? Since last season to this season, her braids have changed as the dragons have changed, like their shape. Her braids have changed.
Best abs. Gendry?
I feel so dirty.
Leon has
Khal Drogo.
It's Khal Drogo.
It just brought to mind the Gendry's line from a few episodes back. I'd have some.
Yes. So the next one is...
brother's name?
Danny's brother. Oh.
He had good abs.
Viserys?
He had good abs, right?
No. Yeah, we don't know what Podrick's abs look like.
Those were ribs. Those weren't abs.
You know, somebody, and we can guess. I don't think it's his abs, though, to tell you the truth. The next one is one of my favorites. Epic fail. Who is in the shit the most? Who is
Theon.
In the worst situation? And I think Theon. Yeah. That's a pretty bad one.
And for chicks, Arya. Well, now she's on a horse with the Hound, heading towards Mom and Bro. So,
a little bit of an upswing at the moment for her. Had a pretty rough go.
She's gonna have
pretty
to watch her dad get his head chopped off. Yeah. So that's not good.
Cersei. Yeah, she's pretty much failed all over the place.
I'm thinking whoever has to marry Joffrey, that's pretty shitty.
she's got it kind of together, though. I mean, like...
Yeah. Actually, for Miss Congeniality,
Tyrion's awesome, but from
she's
being forced to go north again.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Osha's in the shit.
Did everyone hear what PG said? He came up with a new Miss Congeniality.
What was that?
The mountain.
Let's see. Best dressed. We can skip that. But best couple.
John and Ygritte.
John and Ygritte.
I'd say Hodor and the youngest
Rickon.
Son.
Rickon.
Hodor and Rickon.
Hodor and
I like that.
Off the top of my head, I'm thinking Jaime and Brienne are my favorite couple right now.
That's good too. They're good too.
I love watching them.
Yeah, this will be last. This will be the last one. We'll move on. It would be biggest
John and Sam.
John and Sam.
The bromance.
Bromance.
Nice.
The biggest drama queen.
Yeah.
She can flounce, man. Right out of a room.
Biggest drama.
Theon. Oh. And that's not, cocaine, we're not my seeing friend. Him that's this season, drama. But I gotta say, Balon. Dude's a drama queen. He's always stirring up shit.
I was gonna say Joffrey.
Oh my god.
I expected to.
Everybody look at me. I'm the king.
If they keep treating him this way, it might be Loras the way that he's being portrayed in the last few episodes.
Yeah.
He's just a loyal.
Can we get him back on a horse, please?
Get him back what?
On a horse.
Is it jousting time again?
Jousting.
Sorry. I shouldn't say so.
No,
sorry.
We're not getting him on a whore. Maybe a boy whore. No. He might like that.
Okay. I did like the... what two characters...
We talked a lot this season about the conversations between characters. Like last season we had, Arya and Tywin.
That was
and then we have finally got Olenna and Tywin in a room. So what two characters would you like to see have a conversation?
That never did in the books.
Well, or that have not had a conversation yet in the show.
But
my first one is Lady Olenna and Walder Frey. Mostly because of them in the books. because I picture him a lot cooler, but I think that they could have a sparring session, let me tell you.
That'd be like a cockfight. They'd be
That'd be great. Blood. Two old people duking it out verbally. Awesome. What's up, Hugh?
I think that Davos would just fix all of Danny's problems in like 5 minutes with 1 minute full sea wisdom.
That would work. Mine would be Bronn and Tormund. I'd like them to go.
You know, Bronn did say he's been north of the wall.
He learned all his dick jokes from Tormund.
When Bronn starts talking about baby seals, then we know for sure.
I
have a brothel mayo's dad.
I think I'd like to see Davos and I'm struggling. Maybe Tyrion. I feel like I want to see Davos
with
meet some other people because he's so awesome and it's great that he's loyal and everything, but it's like Stannis really?
Kind of tunnel vision.
Hodor and the Grey Worm.
Yeah.
Hodor.
This one approves of that match.
Hodor and a silent sister. That would be.
I know this diverges a little bit from the form of the question, but. Nymeria and Arya reunion.
Oh my god! Please.
I just want that to happen.
I have one. Sorry, it got distracted.
But
he was placed specifically. What was my pairing? Oh yes, the boy and Joffrey. I think they could learn from each other.
That would be the boy, aka Theon's torturer.
The torturer and Joffrey.
We don't have an identity for him yet.
No spoiler.
So we're calling him the boy.
Those who know what to look for have seen clues, but it has not been revealed in the show.
And closed captioning just describes him as the boy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all.
Don't go to IMDb if you don't want to be spoiled.
Well, like the Facebook,
IMDb,
Game of Thrones' Facebook, at first he was the anonymous chimney sweep, and then they changed him to, like, Crazy McFuckpants.
Crazy McFuckpants, that is my favorite.
I love that.
Okay, you guys can do this one. Convert the Game of Thrones houses to Hogwarts.
Well, we went through those pretty quickly.
There's a couple of obvious ones. Yeah. Like, you know, it's hard to say Lannister is not Slytherin, right? I mean, but, and then we can maybe say Stark is Gryffindor. But some of the other houses start getting a little more complicated. Like Tyrell, Ravenclaw?
Ravenclaw, totally Ravenclaw.
Or Hufflepuff. What about?
Well, Ravenclaw just sounds like it's got more power behind it than Hufflepuff does, and I think that's kind of don't get pissed, ladies.
They're kind of soft on the outside.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but so they're hardy.
Ravenclaw,
how about this?
Claw as opposed to Hufflepuff.
Targaryen.
Yeah.
Targaryen.
Slytherin.
They're conquerors.
They conquered the Westeros. They are not originally Westerosi. They're conquerors. They are Slytherin.
Well, but that's like 25 generations back.
That's okay.
Just
because you're Slytherin doesn't mean you're evil.
Right, that's... No, and I agree with that.
I guess you're saying Starks are
But they conquered through...
Not
like slyness and trickery. They did it just by straight out...
Sheer force.
Combat. That's kind of a Gryffindor thing.
Now, here's...
Fighting for what you think is right. That is what Gryffindor is.
That is why they have the dragons.
Right,
it's not just like, hey, look, we found some dragons.
Straightforward power is more Slytherin. If you can overpower them by any means necessary, be it by trickery or by brute strength, it's more like Slytherin.
See, you're making an argument against it because Daenerys won't use any means necessary. She will not use slaves.
Yeah, but she'll break promises. She'll...
That's true. She's treacherous.
No, she just uses her own logic. Now, remember too that we've heard some conflicting reports about what Rhaegar was like, but like Barristan Selmy seems like he's a pretty together dude, and he says that he was one of the most honorable men he's ever met.
Yeah. This is true. He was a Gryffindor.
And there were many kings in the Targaryen house before we got to the crazy one that wanted to burn everyone.
Oh, that's true.
Well, yeah, like they've said that it's kind of two sides of the coin, right? Yeah, there's some of them are...
You're putting the entire family in one house.
Yeah.
Even in Harry.
Well, there's only so much time for a panel.
Slytherin, but Sirius was Gryffindor. Mm-hmm. So you said, okay, Targaryen is Slytherin, but Daenerys fits a different mold.
I like that.
You have Targaryen as Ravenclaw. You have Maester Aemon up on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You have the sponsorship.
I like that. I think I like that matchup the best.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
On her logic and cataloging various cultures.
Well, so here's a question, too, just kind of what you were just saying. Is this the right question, that we should compare the houses in Westeros to the houses in Hogwarts, when really he's right that technically individual people were sorted into the houses, not purely based on what their family was?
Yeah.
So you could have a Gryffindor come from a family of mostly Slytherin. So should we be talking about who the individual characters would be sorted into, as opposed to the comparing the houses?
I don't know.
But can I get someone tell me what you think? Who, what house would be Hufflepuff? Because we haven't covered that one. Well, I think Hufflepuffs are a lot of Tarly. Tully's, Tarth.
Yeah.
Even the Aaron. Even House Aaron. Yeah, because they don't go for the power themselves, but they're key, crucial allies. What house is Greyjoy? I think
Greyjoy is more Slytherin.
Yeah.
I mean, just the fact that you gotta kill somebody to buy a brooch.
Take the iron brooch, take what deserves. And I'd love to discuss another house, but we've got to go.
So let's move to the next thing. Were there any quick questions? That you saw? Actually, were there any questions?
No, I said
we
should see if they have questions.
Were there any cards filled out? Anybody fill out a card with questions? No? No?
Well, we didn't really provide.
Does anybody want to ask us a question now, anyway?
You didn't have to have written it on a card.
No, you can just...
Why are you guys so awesome?
I wanted to know...
Oh, John.
I think it was Danny. How old is Danny supposed to be now?
Isn't she the same age as Sansa?
Is she
maybe 16 now.
Hang on, they've changed things, obviously, ages.
In the book, they say she's 14 when she got married.
Yeah. Right. So it's been two seasons.
She'd be 16, 17.
She's 16, 17.
Yeah, they gave everyone like 4 or 5 more years.
I don't know about everybody else. I like that better.
Oh, yeah.
Not just for the TV show. But I always felt, even reading the book, that just in my head I aged them up a few years because the age we saw on the page didn't match the way the characters
were. Let's not forget, their name day is 2 years. That's one thing that it's kind of an obscure thing.
But that seems like that's the wildlings do that, and that's not everybody else. It's like Sam keeps asking Gilly to go ahead and name her
baby.
That's
true. Well, that's Ciri's.
14 is 14. You can tell me that it's aged differently, but it still is going to be hard for me to not think that it's one of my...
Even reading the books, I just automatically kind of aged 3 or 4 years.
It's not like a morality thing. It's more just the actions that they do with the, you know, that the characters.
It also makes my shipping of Arya and Gendry a little easier.
The shipping.
Do you like Sansa and Arya?
Another question that we could perhaps ask, though, is that how do they even track a year in Westeros when they have their summers and winters that go for 3 or 4 years or whatever? Like,
it's
arbitrary. How have they developed their calendar?
I think we're lucky that they waited until they flowered before they would pounce on them. Allegedly, we wait.
Yes.
Did you think that the rise of winter has anything to do with the rise of magic? Maybe the colder it gets, the more magic
comes in. I mean, I think there's definitely... I think there's definitely a connection, you know, the cycle of... I mean, the cycle of magic seems
like
to be
a macro cycle.
Well, we have the Red Comet. I think it's
Think it's kind of related. I don't think every winter there's going to be a rise of magic, but I think it's kind of like El Nino. You know, there's going to be lots of storms through a larger weather cycle, so that could very well be.
Right. Like, the winter does bring out a lot more magical creatures, as you know, for like the big spiders in the north and the giants and what have you.
It might not be winter specifically, but the idea that we've got the dragons returning and the White Walkers returning at about the same time, that's probably not a coincidence.
Red Comet, people being raised. This woman had her hand up first.
So, Do you think that the others were the original inhabitants of the world?
Ooh. I'm afraid to answer that question. Yeah.
I mean, I have a theory that I just won't even bring up here.
I think they are, but they wouldn't be alone, because when they talk about, like, the children of the forest and stuff, mm-hmm. that's not what I picture. They frolic the same way. But they would be part of an ecosystem. Or maybe they're, like, you know, like, clearing the path. Or
they're like the catfish or something.
Well, you know, we keep hearing about, you know, the first men, which kind of implies that it's the first men as opposed to the first anything. You know, it's
there was something before humans.
Dragons.
With your reference to El Nino, the question posed in my mind, does winter mean just harsh weather, or is it actually the temperature changing down? Because they said they had 7 years of summer. Mm-hmm. That's 7 years of calm weather.
Of summertime weather, yeah. It's literally...
And all of a sudden, this winter is coming, and it's just going to be harsh weather, unpredictable conditions, social and physical turmoil in Westeros.
Well, that always happens when there's a food shortage, though. But just the fact that you can't plant and harvest is going to already kick people into high gear.
I think that's described in the books as, you know, that you can't harvest. That if you don't have food stores north of the wall or up in the north, you're not going to survive. So I think it all has to do with harvest. So there will be a drop in temperature and being able to grow and things like that.
Which is why having a big continent-spanning war right as you're finishing up is, like, the worst possible time.
They did not read The Ants and the Grasshopper, let me tell you.
Maybe they have the Tyrells did. They're saving all of the landing right now.
Maybe they have, like, glaciers coming
and the Tyrells are also spending a lot of their stores to support other people.
Mm-hmm. Making investments.
Investments, yeah.
And, you know, and they haven't made, a huge deal of this in the show, but, like, even King's Landing might see snow in this winter. I mean, you know, even as far south as they are, and, you know, they're practically like a Mediterranean city, you know, the way we've seen so far. But, you know, this is serious. This is not just, you know, snow in Winterfell. This is...
Why don't you just call out one of the Black Cards and see if somebody has a great
All right, a let's great see. Response. Let's pick a good one. Let's see.
So there are... some cards handed out.
The white cards that were handed out.
So if you have a good match, if you got a good one, this,
raise your hand.
Out.
Right. Yeah. What you don't want to find in your bowl of brown?
Huge.
There you go.
Wow. Great
nice.
Worm.
Great worm.
You?
Micropenis.
Micropenis.
Oh.
What was yours, Thomas?
Malcropenis.
Yeah, I that would be pretty
cool. All right, let's see.
I mean, we kind of have to expect it. Chicken.
Right.
Why
can't I sleep at night?
Not Flea Bottom.
Friends with bad ones.
Courtney, what was yours?
Friends with bad ones.
Friends with bad ones.
Needle.
Eating bacteria.
Did I get cards? I forgot to get cards.
Let's see. Littlefinger is too obsessed with
tasteful side food. Tentacle horn.
Bling.
What?
Bling.
Vigorous jazz hands.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Well, everybody, I just want to thank you for coming tonight. It was nice to see a full room here, and
thank you. You know,
again, it's Beyond the Wall. You can find it at specficmedia.com. You can look at specficmedia.com channel on YouTube to see our YouTube, our Google Hangouts. We've been doing a lot for this season. Before that, we have the audio over at specficmedia.com. We've got buttons up here. We'll come get some, and I hope you have a great time.
Lemon cakes are there. And
if you'd like to send feedback to Beyond the Wall, you can email us at btw@specficmedia.com. That's btw@specficmedia.com. Or you could send us a voicemail at 704-315-5884. Or you can comment on the web. Go to specficmedia.com, and there you'll find a shiny little button to click on that'll take you right to our page. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 Unported License. Feel free to share and remix. Just give us credit and don't charge money for it.
Not this coming Wednesday.
Nine-ish. You're awesome. You're like my soulmate right now.
I'll just wait till I get the Sansan t-shirt design.
Thank you. Can I have a button?
Yes, absolutely.
Please. Oh, cool. Hey, you better get a button.
I had some. There's a couple Beyond the Wall ones
thank
over here.
Thank you for coming.
Come on, grab one.
Have a great con. You got the chooch guy. Thank you for
really
coming.
Children
you know what? Yeah, you can download it right off cardsofhumanity.com.